Behold, the spookiest story you will ever hear.
It's a story about a cat named Spooky. His owner left out of town and hired a pet sitter to take care of Spooky for 4 days. However, because the pet sitter has work to do, she cannot be in the house any longer until the fifth day. And while she is there giving food, she also likes to pull mild pranks in certain times. He likes to go on many shelves just to look up closely and to look what's outside the window whenever he sees anything black. He runs away from it, just because he's not used to anything his color. He bumps and jumps when things go thump, even himself sometimes, in the night. Alright, that's enough chattering. Let's get to the story, shall we? Oh, and by the way, you're the point of view, Spooky.
Day 1.
As I was fed with cat kibble and fish.
Bye! I'll be back in 5 days!
I went to a window near the front door and see my owner pack up in her car and drove off. Well, what's the worst that could happen, other than the fact that I hate Mondays?
Day 2.
As I woke up in the middle of noon, I heard the front door open. I ran until I found a good hiding place. What came into the house appears to be some kind of woman with a black shirt, and I have absolutely no clue who she is.
Who are you?
She went to the pantry to grab the cat food the owner used to feed me and starts filling the bowl with cat kibble and fish.
Huh, so she's also a feeder.
I am just about as ready to eat, but I am nowhere near ready to show myself to a stranger. She eventually left just like my owner did, and I was finally able to come out and eat.
Day 3.
The black-shirted woman shows up in the house once again. I am, however, not as fearful as I was due to being asleep. That is, until I hear my snores reverberating all over the room. I started to wake up and I immediately jolted away from my sleeping spot and hid. But I slowly came to what made me jump, and it appears to be some weird-looking black toy with a silvery metal tip. I started to tap on the tip, and it made a popping noise. I ran away as much as I can until I went to the room where most of my stuff is, and I saw that the litter box is clean.
Huh. So that lady also cleaned my box. Thanks, I guess.
Day 4.
It's raining outside, and as I woke up, I see drops barely covering what's outside. And as I got to the living room, the lightning struck. I saw a lot of scary black shadows. I ran away from the shadows and hid from it. I heard the door open. And then came some dark hooded figure holding an umbrella. And as I saw it take off the hoodie, I saw that it's the lady from before. As she gave me food, the lightning struck again. I saw more black shadows. I ran to that room, which is the least scary. As I started to use the litter box, I heard something loud come up from my butt. I ran out of the room and zoomed past that lady as she was on her way to clean my litter box.
Where is she? I want my human!
As she was done with her daily job routine, she went out of the house. And I was calm enough to come out.
Day 5.
Well, the weather turned peacefully sunny, and as I went to the spot where the sun is shining, the door opened. It's the lady like usual, and as I ran to the hiding spot, someone else I heard was coming up and entered the house, and...
I'm home!
It's my home!
Thanks for taking care of Spooky for me.
After my owner said that, she paid the lady about $85. So that lady was a pet sitter the whole time.
No problem, friend.
The pet sitter left. As my owner went to the couch, I immediately ran, came up, and rested on her, and we both lived happily ever after.
The end.